Rav Kleinim is common. Chad migdoile atzadikim. Migdoile rabbim, megeto bevarsha. Haya rabanei kodesh, am mikudash bechomene kedushot. Vafilim nagid alav shu kodesh kedushim, zelama speak. One of the greatest rabbis, so holy, even to say he was a holy of holies, is not enough. What can we say about a Yid who died in the Holocaust? Shul Kodesh Kodeshim, that he's the Holy of Holies? No, must speak, it's not enough. Because the Kodesh Kodeshim, HaKohen Gadol Nechnas V'Yotzeh. The Kohen Gadol goes in, and he comes out, right, into the Holy of Holies. Aval Rabbatai, etem yodim, ani yodea, mi aviyat the Kodesh Kodeshim l'olam hazeh? You know who brought the Kodesh Kodeshim to this world? Nadav V'Aviv, the two sons of Aaron that went in and never came back. Hem nachnasu v'lo azvu, nisharu sham. Kol hashisha milyonim, lo rak shanachnu lo mevinim, v'teku tishvi teretz, gam in lanu milim. Not only do we not understand, we don't have any words to say. And this is Rosh Shlomo. His whole family was wiped out. He was escaped the Holocaust, but he's talking, everything he knew was wiped out. And he really is here to revive Hasidus after the Holocaust, after everything was destroyed. As the Timuvinim, Ashisha Milyonim, and Lobibchinat Aaron HaKohen. They're not on the level of Aaron. Himibchinat Nadav Aviv. They're on the level of Nadav Aviv. As in Lanu Shumilim Lagid Mehem, Mahem, Eliyesh Lanu Zchut Rakla Dachem, Mayuba Ulamaze. We're not going to talk about them. We're just going to know that they were in this world. Va'or Shalem, Or Zoreach Achevah Mashiach. And their light still shines until Mashiach comes. Okay? Next page. Ve'chad Mehem. Rabbanei HaKadosh, Rabbeinu, Kleinim is Kalman, Mipi Yesh Netze. And one of them is the Rebbe, the Ish Kadosh. Pi Yesh Netze is a Yirak Tan Ali Ad Vorsho. Rabbeinu Kleinim is Kalman, Aya Ben Shal Rav Elimelech, Migurdon Shech, Nechta Shal Rebbe, Shal Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Mikoshnitz. Hu Aya Ben Shmone Esrei, Keshala Legdola, V'chasidim Mikturoto. He was 18 when he became a Rebbe. Hushina mamash et kol panim shel chasidut. He mamash changed all of the face of chasidus. Ad shubayu omrim yodim bachurim tolam duar begemara. Until him, they said, kids, they should learn a lot of Gemara. Harbe Torah. V'achar kach shtiyu b'nei 25, 30, 35. You know a lot of Torah. Get a Rebbe for yourself. Right? In chasidus, everyone has to have a Rebbe. Someone to guide them. V'omer. Yeled ben chamesh bli Rebbe? A five-year-old without a Rebbe? Ech echoy liyod yodi? How can it be a Yid? Right? Everyone needs guidance. Even a little five-year-old, he too needs a Rebbe. Yes? Pam ba levakeret Rebbe Kleinim es kam menachad migdoy l'Rebbe. Once, a Rebbe came to visit him. V'gam yeled ben chamesh yashab sham. Az Rebbeinu Kleinim es kam amar l'Rebbe, atem tiyo yodi biladi gamken. Aval yeled ezet tzarichoti. He said, listen, I got to go first to the five-year-old. You'll be a Jew without me, but this five-year-old, he needs me. So this is a Rebbe who cared about every little kid. Okay? He sat with his kids day and night. He was a father, he was a mother, he was their best friend. Right? After all, their fathers and their mothers, for the most part, in the Warsaw Ghetto, had been taken away. So he had to be everything for these people. Hayalo. By the way, you see that how the Hebrew is very easy. And this is something that you could run through on your own. It's really easy. It's from this one of my favorites. Hayalo alfim, alfim shel talmidim, had thousands of students. Betach atem yodim et ha'oni b'tkufa shebein melchamat ha'olam ha'rishona lebein melchamat ha'olam ha'shaniya b'polonia. Lo yuman, lo yuman. You know how poor it was between World War I and World War II in Poland, but he was the Rebbe. He mamish take all these kids and put them on their feet. Rabbeinu Kleinim is common katav sefer chovat haTalmidim. He wrote a sefer. It's called chovat haTalmidim, the obligation of the students. Yeah, we have it here. No, that's a different sefer. Chovat haTalmidim is his obligations of a student.
Wait, so which one was that thinking of?
Sefer Achino, Chovata.
Sefer
Achino. Yeah. So this Sefer actually had the schus to learn it with an Oraita guy 2 years ago. Go through it. It's a great Sefer. He has several Sfarim, also Eish Kodesh is the most famous one on the Parsha that he gave over in the Warsaw Ghetto. He also has a lot of beautiful Sfarim before the wars. Much more positive and happy and optimistic and really interesting. have one on my on the left chavderach as I was learning it. It's all about how we need to make a group of people who, just like there are groups of people that have meetings and book readings and stuff like that, a holiness group that just comes together to like strengthen each other to be holy. Yeah? And he's very into psychology. He's very like, not your average Hasidic Rebbe. He talks all the time about also psychology, and he brings in all these fascinating Torahs. So, but one of his books, the most famous one besides Yesh Kodesh, is Chovat al Tamidim. Okay? If you want to taste the sweetness of Gan Eden and Chassidus, Metzadikim, Ech Shem, Medabrim, from a tzaddik, from how they speak, Mukhrach, Liknot, the Sefer. You have to buy the Sefer. Begeta, Bavarsha, Ukatav, Ochne, Sfarim, Sefer Achad, Esh Kodesh, the Holy Fire. Hatorah, Chuamar, Kolazman, Begeta, Bavarsha, the Torah that he gave to strengthen people in the Warsaw Ghetto. When he gave Torah on Shabbos, this is a compilation. Obviously, his Torahs are the Torahs of Nadav and Avihu, not simple. Right? You know what I'm talking about? What does he mean, he's the Torahs of Nadav and Avihu?
Because they're the ones who went into the Kodesh and command them.
Right. Powerful, sad, angry, right? The Torah where he says, you have to scream, at God. And say, Tati, you're our father. How could you do this to us? And they're not always simple to read. But he's giving hope, he's giving faith to the people during that time period. Yeah? Yesh sham Torah achat shebahu omer, malachei hasharat yodim hakol. The angels know everything. Aval atzar shel Am Yisrael, the pain of Am Yisrael, rak HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodea. Only the Kaddish Baruch Hu knows that pain. The pain is so deep, even an angel can't grasp it. Right? So he's not shying away from saying the truth. He's talking to the youth. He's speaking to them, to me, to all of Am Yisrael. We are the children of prophets. This is one of my favorite lines. Who told us we can't? Who gave us a heter not to be prophets? Who gave us a heter not to be holy and pure? Right, Parshat Kedoshim. Right? Everyone says, we don't have prophets anymore. The Piyush Netzavah says nonsense. All of us have an obligation to get to the level, to work hard to get to the level of being prophets, of being so holy. Right, that's all of us. Yeah. Now here's the story. Here's the story part. When he was in the Holocaust, he wrote the Sefer. He hid this book under a half-broken little house. Okay. Afterwards, when he abandoned it and went to the heavens. There's a Polish kid that finds this book and comes up to an American soldier and says, I found something here. You want to buy it from me for a dollar? And he sold it to the American. It looks, everything's in Hebrew. He wasn't Jewish, but he knew it was Hebrew. He brought it to the rabbi, Arav Holander. And this is what the Piyush Netzav Rebbe writes in the letter with the book. Okay? Open your hearts, this is so deep.
Not like the beginning.
Yeah, this is what he writes in the intro. Yeah? Everyone's hearts open? Adoni Hanichbad, my precious master. If you find this book, you should know that I'm not in this world anymore. I don't know if there's going to be another Jew in Poland. I don't know if there's going to be another Jew in Europe. I don't know if there's going to be another Jew in the whole world. Aval b'Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. Yerushalayim Yechav, Rachamim Tashuv. Yerushalayim Uchrach Liyot Yehudi. But there will always be a Jew in Yerushalayim. Ani Mitchanen Lefanecha. Because it says the Torah will come from Yerushalayim, right? So there has to always be a Jew from Yerushalayim. I'm begging you, Timsat, the Yehudi Hazeh, find this Yid, Tevakesh Mimenu Latfis Matorah Shali. Please ask him to print my Torahs. Vani mavtiach lachem, and I promise you, Misha lomed et haTorah sheli, somebody learns my Torahs, et hasfarim sheli, ani eshtadel lifnei kisei hakavod, I will beg before the kisei hakavod, ani lo erpeh mimenu mehakadosh baruch hu, sheyivarech et Misha lomed et haTorah sheli. I will not stop begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stick up for anyone who learns my Torahs. Right? That's what he promises. If you just print my Torahs, I'll beg before the heavenly throne. Anyone who learns my Torah, I will try to be, you know, bring Yeshua's and salvations and blessings on this person. That's what he writes. Crazy. So right now we're learning his Torahs. Right now we're probably going to learn his most famous. Why would he write in Hebrew? No. He knew there would be a Jew. There'd be a Jew in Yerushalayim. He said, if you. Ah.
Say, like, he could have wrote the introduction in English and, like, saying.
It's a great question.
Find this book, give it to us.
Maybe he only knew Hebrew. I don't know. He could have written in Polish. Maybe he did write in Polish. I don't know. Maybe there's just a Shlomo translating. Great question. Anyways, so Bezrat Hashem, hopefully he'll beg for good things for us. I need to call Am Yisrael. Matzati et haSefer etzel Muchar Sefer b'Mei Sharim. Shlomo once went to Mei Sharim and he found this book. חובת התלמידים, יש קודש, הכשרת הפריחים. וכמובן, כמו כולכם, נהפכתי לחסיד גדול. And of course, like everyone, I became a big chassid once I started learning Sfarim. Yerushalayim is being a little humble here, which is one of the main reasons why it became popularized, Eish Kodesh, is because of Yerushalayim, because he would always talk about it and tell everyone about it. מי אני שאוכל להיות חסיד של רבי כזה? Who am I that I could be a chassid of this Rebbe? אבל שלפר, אני רוצה לרוץ אחריו. But I want to run after him. ובכל פעם אני שואל, and every time I asked, איפה כל הילדים שהוא חנך? Where are all these students, these children that he taught? נשאר מישהו? Is there one student left? בכל מקום שבאתי ושאלתי, אמרו לי, הם היו ילדים קטנים, they were little kids. לא נשאר כלום, there's nothing left, they were wiped out. לא נשאר אף אחד, there's no one left. כך הסתובבתי בכל העולם. ושלמה says, I went around the whole world, אפשר, maybe one day, I'll find a student, one of these children, who learned by Rabbeinu Kleinemus Kalman. And now, we're ready for the story. We're ready to learn about one of these children. Okay? You with me? Sababa. All right. So, Avi, do you want to try to read?
Yeah,
go for it.
So a few years ago, I was walking next to the Peace Hotel, next to the Yarkon in Tel Aviv.
Mm-hmm.
Pitom, anyway.